Lee Hill is a 25-year veteran of the Roanoke Sheriff's Office and retired in October as a lieutenant. Antonio Hash is a 13-year law enforcement veteran, currently a master deputy with the Roanoke City Sheriff's Office, which is responsible for the Roanoke City Jail, a services division, and supplies deputies to the local courts where they also serve papers. During a forum hosted earlier this week by the Roanoke City Democratic Committee, Hash spoke about leadership.
My leadership ability didn't start at the Sheriff's Office. It started as a child in our church ministry, as they ain't having the opportunity to go into various sectors in Roanoke City.
Lee Hill says early on he declared that becoming a sheriff was his ultimate goal.
I went through the ranks from sergeant to lieutenant, went to courts in 2000, and in 2003 I was named Employee of the Year.
During a recent Roanoke City Council hearing about the next fiscal year budget, there was some criticism by several citizens about allocating more spending for the police and sheriff's departments instead of focusing resources to keep more people out of jail. But Lee Hill says he gets it.
I won't name them, but I've seen people leaving their police chiefs, their sheriffs elsewhere. They work for the federal government, FBI. They left because of the money. They need the money because they have kids, they have families.
Antonio Hash makes no apologies either on the need for more city funding.
We got men and women that's a part of our department who step up to the plate every day to make sure they can get their job done. And so I encourage city council, anytime that we have an opportunity to get more funds, it's imperative.
During the candidate forum held on the one-year anniversary of the death of George Floyd, a question about criminal justice reform, more vetting of sheriff's office applicants, and accountability, Lieutenant Lee Hill.
You don't need people anywhere in America, not just Roanoke City, abusing a badge. Because I got a badge, I'm going to be a bully to people who come in. People who come to jail, men and women, are people. You treat them like people.
Master Deputy Antonio Hash.
When we step up to the community, we have to make sure that we have some level of accountability, making sure, again, that our deputies who do their job and do it well, that we hold them accountable in the good times and we hold them accountable when things go wrong.
Finally, a question about reducing recidivism so that those released from jail do not become repeat offenders. It's also a focus for the city's Gun Violence Prevention Commission, Lee Hill.
The number one key to recidivism and not coming back to our facility is education. You change your mind, you change your world.
There is help with job training, GEDs, mental health services, and substance abuse counseling at the city jail, says Antonio Hash, but there's always room for improvement.
The programs that we have and we're not reaching the full potential, make sure that we put the right people in place to make sure that the services that we do offer, that those inmates who want to take advantage of those four services have the opportunity to do so. We understand that if they don't get the services when they are in your facility 30 to 60 days before they get out, when they get out, they're likely to reoffend again.
Lieutenant Lee Hill and Master Deputy Antonio Hash are the Democratic candidates for Roanoke City Sheriff in the June 8th primary. The winner is likely to be the next sheriff in Roanoke City. No other candidates have announced so far, and the deadline for filing is that same day, June 8th. For WFIR News in Depth, I'm Gene Morano.